A weak solidarity bringing Team Listener when I'm not sure we can go on. We're too depressed. Thanks to the out-of-control socialists, the greatest little economic order of them all is on its knees. It's highly responsible practitioners, as we reported last week, queuing up at their tax lawyers and accountants' offices, having to waste their not-so-hard-earned to concoct new ways of meeting their legal tax obligations by continuing not to pay any. Tax on profits gained. Tax on tax-dodging trusts. Where did that calumny come from? Trusts ensuring they meet their legal tax obligations. A death tax, the True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review screamed across its front page. Death to the economic order we all love. Rents to soar thanks to altruistic landlords being allowed to maintain or grandfather their negative gearing investment. Productivity, certainty. That is, the certainty they can make killing all under threat. The big end of town law firms and the big four global consultant behemoths complaining that changes to the trusts in which they place such trust could cost thousands and thousands of dollars for their partners. Until they concoct how to circumvent the problem, we assume they'll consult themselves. But what a waste of time and money. Leaving us to ponder clearly before former big supremo little Johnny Howhard decided the filthy rich should enjoy their capital gains, the poor dears didn't invest, didn't employ lazy avaricious workers, didn't make any profit, let alone huge obscene profits, a time of pre-capitalist dystopia. And now the dread socialists have undone all of little Johnny's great work. Will we ever see investment and profit and employment of the lazy avaricious again? It's too depressing to think about. If we need further proof the socialists are out of control, one dedicated socialist, New South Wales Supremo Chris Mingee, attacked his Canberra comrades, expressing the very condemnations the responsible practitioners of the greatest little economic order have levelled. So you disagree with Anthony and the team, Chris. They are threatening investment and profit and employment of lazy avaricious workers. All socialist dogma. Exactly. Do you agree with them on anything? Well, of course, I support their support for the slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation of the Palestinian non-land, non-people. A small positive. Anthony, big economic guru Jim Chalmers, Capital and the team are prepared to consult with the poor affected investors and filthy rich over their well-placed concerns. So hopefully common sense will prevail and the world can continue as usual. On the other hand, worse. As the responsible practitioners and Chris gasp for breath and reach for the smelling salts, the evil unions stick a cruel knife into the already gaping wound by upping their selfish ask in the lowest of low-paid workers' hearing, 6%. 6%! Oh, who'd be a caring employer? Imagine the further economic damage at the lowest of low-paid whoop it up on a 6% wage rise. Thankfully, one wise member of the Fair Work True Blue Aussie No Longer Work Choices Just Looks Like It Commission challenged the evil unions, pointing out, against their contrary submission, that a 6% wage rise would be a disaster for inflation, and that would hurt the lowest of the low paid. In other words, a wage increase would hurt them. Well, that makes sense. And anyway, a little bit of sacrifice for the good of the greatest little economic order is worth every cent they don't get. As Chris and his Canberra comrades know, supporting slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation, qualification depending on who's doing the slaughter, destruction and Zion is a great friend, a bastion of liberty, freedom and democracy. True Blue Aussie was forced to make a slight criticism as the Zion minister, for being a total prick, ridiculed and tortured long-haired commie, greeny, black armband brigade goody-goodies. Why, even wanted for alleged war crimes, big supremo Benjamin, not another Yahoo, was forced to admit the actions did not reflect Zion values. Which are, Benjamin? Don't film it in the first place, then don't get sprung, don't get caught. Penny, we asked our minister for going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Penny Left Wing, why haven't you condemned the root cause of all this illegal piracy, the illegal blockade of Gaza? I disagree with your dangerous assertion. Our very close friend Zion points out the blockade is legal. On what basis? The Zion Parliament, the Knesset, has declared it legal, and I hope you're not suggesting Zion does not have the right to make laws affecting all the land from the river to the sea. That story, the minister for being a total prick, has had such widespread coverage, yet somehow the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin missed it entirely. Not a word. Perhaps the editorial team just thought, well, everyone already knows all about it, but in its stead it splashed a huge story about a pro-Palestinian group of mainly women insulting the Zionist community, including a map of Palestine, Gaza, the West Bank and occupied Palestine with a, wait for it, a Palestinian flag. Far, far more important and newsworthy than torturing and ridiculing a pack of goody-goodies. This follows thousands of Zion marchers last week storming through occupied Jerusalem, denouncing non-land, non-people and Arabs generally as less than human. Wonder if that sort of testimony will get a voice at the His Most Gracious Majesty's Commission. The Minister for Collecting Expenses, Annika Welsh on the Taxpayers, was vindicated by South Tripoli Aussie Socialist Minister Picton over an expenses claim for attending his wife's birthday party. She had conducted ministerial business with him during the party, Annika explained. Of course she had, between sherpas and party pies. And thus he was asked to confirm this 9 times, and oh yes, on the 10th occasion he had a memory recall. Yes, he suddenly remembered they had discussed ministerial business. See? Vindication. Former prominent Silk Norman O'Brien, real name from a prominent legal family, was done for overcharging clients heaps for hours not worked, carrying a 5-year jail term. But Her Honour pointed out, poor Norman had so suffered from reputational damage, disgrace, why, he's even too embarrassed to socialise at his exclusive golf club, so suffered that it would be grossly unjust to lock him away. No, in lieu of a 5-year jail term, he was hit with a community correction order. Leaving us to ponder, what a pity those who have no reputation to lose, like, say, Terra Nullius non-land, non-people, children and adults, would do the time, as the Lord Rupert of Wapping and state supremos influenced by Lord Rupert keep telling us, you do the crime, you do the time. Unless you're a prominent silk or caring business class person with a reputation to lose. And most of them, as we see it, certainly have a reputation. Justice may finally be served in the US of the UN of the US of the world, trample the poor land, as big supremo Donald Trample the Poor sets up a slush fund publicly funded compensation scheme for poor innocents convicted of nothing more than attempting to ensure Donald won the election he won, was robbed of in 2020. As part of the deal, Donald and his scions are also exempt from any tax office investigations. Not that anyone would suggest Donald and his scions would not meet their legal tax obligations. And endearing herself even more to Donald, our very own Gina has added to her extensive portfolio, investing $140 million real figure in the US of Merchants of Death industry. Well, wise Gina knows there's a killing to be made in killing. Speaking of which, Gina's resource colleagues have pointed out that a government proposal to reserve some gas for the domestic market would kill the gas industry. Oh, listener, if only. While the progressive Northern Trubler Aussie government boasted the Beetaloo fracking the environment gas will be running later this year, we'll all be able to chill our beer by summer. And that dedicated socialist Western Trubler Aussie supremo Roger Cook the Planet threatened that if the Woodside with Proppit's massive bruise Mother Earth gas development is not approved by Pollution Minister Murray Swartz the environment, Western Trubler Aussie will also have to frack the environment. Although, we don't think he's got much to worry about. Looking at the form guide, the odds on Murray not approving bruise thee would be about 1 million to 1. Now, an injustice. Spare a thought for Bharathi Kamati and Ravikant Bedam, real names, who ran or run a service station in Truganina, done for nothing more serious than paying an Indian student all of almost $14 an hour. How were they to know the proper rate, well, under capitalist law rate, not quite the same thing, was $28, other than they rigged the books for inspectors to show they were paying the correct rate, prompting Her Honour to note this was a deliberate attempt to conceal the underpayment. Gee, what was perspicacity there when there must have been a simpler explanation? They were fined a whole $40,000. And consultancy Behemoth EY has told staff taking parental leave that if they do not stay on for a year after their leave, they will have to repay the company, which, as we know, desperately needs the money. Last week, we mentioned how poor Twitty, who so cares about Tyrannilius non-land, non-people, spent years fighting a claim on land in which he destroyed at least 124 sacred sites completely. Well, Twitty has also boasted how his lazy, avaricious workforce just loves him. They don't need evil unions. Why, they queue up for selfies. But he wouldn't object to them joining a union. Well, the evil unions have moved in and Twitty is heading back to court to declare them illegal. Good grief. Wonder what he's worried about. And finally, in the What a Surprise department, a study of VCE enrollment shows students are less interested in Trublowazi history, that is, post-1788 history, and politics, than they are in environmental studies. One Year 11 student said she was interested in the way the world works, particularly the impacts of climate change, might we add, if there is such a thing. And, quote, learning about how the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island people took care of the land and their history would be much more worthwhile. That, of course, is history. And what a surprise. The generations who'll have to live with the impacts of Woodside with Prophets and Beetaloo and Roger Cook the Planet and Murray Swatch the Environment, taking care of the land, caring about the land. Good morning.